When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We're cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We're cooling out.
Yo, welcome back.
Kev,
you out here. You almost got caught slipping.
Kev.
Real, man, we're back another week.
It's reminiscing. How you doing, bro?
I'm good, man. I'm sipping on my tea. You know, living a little good life.
Good, good. How's everything on
Enjoying this 45 degree weather.
Hey, man, the sun's out now.
Bro, yesterday, though, it was like, what, 51?
I was ready to lose it all.
Niggas in New York, niggas in New York be losing their mind. 51 and sunshine? 51? I ain't gonna lie, I had my scarf on, my hat. Son, I was mad, you're mad. I walked out my building. I was like, ripping shit off. Like, nah, I'm good.
You brush your scarf to the side?
Like, why do I even have this? And then I got home. Afterward, got on the block. I saw the cops out. I was like, yo, people really out here? I saw somebody getting arrested by an unmarked car.
Told you, we're going to lose some on Friday.
I was like, yo, it was
supposed to hit 60. We're going to
lose 61. Some. People in New York do not know how to act. That first little glimpse of sun. It's like, yo.
Summer, soft opening for summer.
It take too long for it to happen.
Hey, man.
How you doing, though, man?
Us, though, with rain. I'm good. No complaints. Yeah. I took it easy this weekend.
L.A. Kev.
Yeah, man. I'm chilling, man. All I did was what? The movies. Just chilled. It was weird, but I did
it. Yeah. I watched so much TV this weekend because I didn't go out.
Bruh.
So much movies. That's why I was like hitting you like, yo, you ever seen this show? Watch it. Like,
yeah, I caught up on everything I was missing.
Yeah.
Not my life. Not my life.
It was new.
Don't come natural.
It was new.
It was new.
I ain't going to make a habit out of that.
Yeah, I don't think
like, this is cool and all, but I feel like something's going on outside and I'm missing it.
Especially now with the sun out longer.
Except with the sun out. Daylight savings.
I went out Saturday. That was cool. Last regular day I'm used to. Sunday, I didn't leave the house, but, you know, I look up from the TV at 6:30 p.m. Sun's scoring through. I'm like, ooh.
I went to the bodega across the street, and I was like,
what is this?
Nigga started reminiscing.
Hey, man.
Summer 18. I was like, good time.
Like invented Brooklyn.
And I started thinking about 2019. I was like, let me get my bank card. let me get my shit set up.
Yeah, I just finished paying for my sins in L.A.
Oh, yeah, them L.A. sins.
St. Patty's this
That's
weekend.
That's Friday. Hey, and man. Then St. Patty's next statement. That's how it's worked. You got to roll over, Kev.
Tell me, put something on it. Ah!
Nah, it ain't due yet. As soon as that balance roll over, this is what I owe for this statement.
Minimum only?
I ain't give you nothing extra. Hell nah, I get these niggas no minimum only. Interest is a bitch on credit cards. I'm like, nah.
That's how they get you. Well, one of the ways.
Yeah, nah, just pay that bitch off and then just use it again.
That's how
they get you.
Points, yeah.
That's how they get you. Shit. Where should we start, man?
Oh, yeah, disclaimer. It's going to be a sick episode.
Yeah, it's a lot of sickos out here.
Yeah.
So. I caught up on all my sick shit this weekend. So now I'm just like, oh, my God. Where do we even start? You want to start with Robert? Michael?
Michael.
Michael! Michael!
Damn.
This nigga Michael, man. I don't even know where to start because I'm a huge Michael Jackson fan.
Yeah, you're a big
fan. I don't even know where to start. Some of the shit that I've been hearing,
mm-hmm.
well, not been hearing, that I heard watching it, this nigga's a sicko.
You believe James and Wade?
I believe Wade more than James, but I believe him.
I had to watch both parts. Part mm-hmm. one, I found Wade to be reminiscent a little much. He didn't really seem that scarred. Part two, though, is when, I'm not going to lie, James seems pretty messed up.
Mm-hmm.
So unless these are professional actors, I do believe. But part two, when they're like really reminiscent, now that they have kids and the tears mm-hmm. come, I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
Some of this you can't.
James still had all the jewelry that Michael had given him.
Yeah, that was surprising.
He's like, I like jewelry. Well, I used to like jewelry, and Michael gave him like all these like
I'm worried
Chanel rings and shit. I'm like, I don't know if you should be like bringing up all these memories.
That's what I'm saying. Even when he's talking about it, just looking at him.
Yeah, he looked like he was talking from a dark place.
Dark.
Yeah.
That he's still in. Wade seems a bit more, I guess, what is the phrase I'm looking for? He seems like he's coping more positively with the pain.
Yes, yes.
And using it to be a more positive, like, just channeling that in a more positive way. James, I don't know. But I believe him.
Yeah. Michael was a strange nigga. Like, even if he didn't do this stuff that they're talking about, his credibility is shot. Like,
yeah, any grown man that just wants to hang around with kids so much. And I think T.I. was like, that doesn't necessarily make you a
pedophile.
Cool. But why y'all gotta be alone?
Yeah, that, and that's what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, even if he didn't do what they're claiming that he did,
and that's why
he has zero credibility. Like, all these facts don't look good in the light.
No.
You telling the parents, oh, you sleep in this room, I want to sleep with him in this room, in my bed? Why?
And they're referring to Mike. Yeah, he was just a kid. Well, I believe kids, other kids, they have play dates in which both parents are present. Like, this wasn't the case, and then. Yes, sweet. Where you staying with my kid is moving further and further away from me. There's so much. Like, the parents, ain't no adult sleeping with my.
The showing of the porn.
Yeah, and so much graphic shit.
So much. Like, the part that like threw me off, which I think I mentioned the episode with EJ and Austin,
mm-hmm.
but to actually hear it when I think it was Wade was like, Michael made him get on all fours.
Oh, man.
And spread his mm-hmm. cheeks, you know what I'm saying? And he just masturbated to him. I was like, this is crazy. Nice. And then Mike made him, like, suck his nipples and all this crazy stuff, you know?
Yeah, it's
and
really.
All the oral stuff they were doing to each other. I'm like, yo, this boy was what? He was 7 at the time?
Yeah, and the once is, like, bad enough.
Yep.
Horrific enough. But the frequency in which they would yep. say this is yep. just, like.
And then the scarier part was yeah, you're right. The scarier part was that he kept trading them off. Like as they got older, he would find like a new boy every year. One boy, like these random boys would just pop up,
mm-hmm.
and he just have a new boy in his life. That Cat Williams Pimp Chronicles from 2006,
mm-hmm.
where he goes on like that 10-minute rant at the end of it about Michael.
I don't remember.
Oh my God.
I haven't seen it since.
It's so funny. But like, those were the feelings I was getting when I was watching it. And I was like, damn, like Cat Williams was way ahead of the curve. Like, this came out like 2010. It was around that time. It was around like.
The original?
Yeah, Pimp Chronicles.
The original was like when we were in high school.
2006 then. But it didn't get popping until
somewhere between 06 to 09 range.
Yeah, somewhere in that range when he was wearing that green leprechaun shit and he was signed with Dipset. Yeah. But at the end of it he goes on like this 10-minute rant about Michael Jackson and how like Michael is just a fucked up person and like everyone was like, "Oh, like taken aback by it." And he's like, "Don't look at me. I ain't the one fucking little boys." And like it was like real like raw.
Yeah.
It was funny though, but it was like, yo, when I was watching the documentary, it was like, yo, wow. It made me think about Cat Williams immediately. I was like, damn, this is exactly what Cat was saying. He was like, yo, Michael was choosing all these boys that were like sick or slow, and like he would be like hanging off the balconies, just like picking out boys. Like, I like him, I like him. Like, it was like that kind of shit was like the feeling I was getting when I was watching the documentary. And I was like, yeah. Oh, Cat was ahead of the time. Like, he knew this was going to happen.
Yeah, you still listen to his music?
Hmm. I haven't, but not purposefully. It's like I don't just be like walking around randomly like checking for Michael. Something has to happen to remind me, and I'm like, oh, that was a hit. And I just then I go into it. Then I just go deep into the Michael Jackson tunnel. But I haven't listened to it since then. I'm trying my best, beloved. I can't officially commit and say I'm not going to listen to it ever again.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I have to report back. I have to report back. It's a lot of hits there. And he's dead.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know. How much you think his upbringing, his father, fame?
None.
That's
fame. Probably. I don't know. I think that's just.
Actually, none of that makes you do.
Yeah, nah.
You take something else.
You getting your ass beat. It wasn't like he was getting sexually molested or something. His father's just a abusive like guy.
Mm-hmm.
But. He was just a weird person. Like, even like you watch like the scenes throughout the documentary to see how much Michael changed over time.
Yeah.
I was like, yo.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, something is wrong with him. Even outside of like the boys. Like, just something him mentally, something was wrong.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, all right, cool. When I was younger, I obviously knew he changed from black to white. But when you see like all the videos, because they have, that was a good documentary as far as like them documenting time and all the videos and all the pictures they have. I'm like, yo, who took all these videos and pictures? But you just see Michael like changing over time, getting lighter and lighter, lighter, nose getting skinnier and skinnier, like just looking crazier and crazier. This nigga had the Asian mask on his face. I'm like, yo, what's going on?
The carnival in his backyard.
Yo.
Yeah.
This nigga had
the signs always been there.
Unlimited candy in his bedroom.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Damn. That's crazy.
Yo.
That's crazy.
So listen, if that was your brother or your sister, what would you do though? Like if Michael Jackson was your brother or your sister, what would you do? I'm sure they had to have like even if he wasn't doing this stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he had all these little boys around.
There's a clip of LaToya.
From 93. Yeah, I didn't catch that clip, but she reneged.
She loved her brother,
yeah.
But she did renege.
Yeah. She backtracked quick. She said that. I forgot what she said. Why she said she said it.
Because her husband at the time.
Yeah. Her husband was on the record of, like, beating her ass, though. So maybe he did. I don't know. Damn. What would you do, Kev?
I would have to say something.
What do you say to them?
Just morally, just
I'd be like, "Yo, all right, this is cool." The last boy was cool. Like, I done seen about six of them. Mike, what's going on?
No adult. The affinity to hang with kids is just not. Anytime I see that, it's just why
that you're is grown, so weird.
You're an adult.
Y'all have nothing in common.
Nothing. Why is this affinity to hang with kids, one, and then without their parents present? Why is it a goal that you...
And then try to turn them against their parents.
That too.
Oh my God. The video that he made, the birthday video that he made for either Wade or James, I forget which one, but he was like, I don't usually do this, but that shit was so creepy.
I know. And happy, hear the parents talking.
He's happy birthday, little... I forgot what his nickname was. But it was just like,
little one.
Yeah, happy birthday, little one.
Damn,
I love you. It was weird, and she was saying how like he would send like multiple faxes in a day, so they would get home and their living room would be filled
scrolled
with faxes
over the floor. How you think any of this?
That's normal to somebody.
I guess the fame makes you.
Yeah, I mean,
makes you.
The parents got caught up in the fame, the celebrity, the money. Because it wasn't just like they were like going to hang out at Mike's and Neverland Ranch. He was also coming to hang out at their house and spend the night at their house.
Which is crazy, because there's not even a person on. I don't even know the magnitude of that kind of stardom.
Now
his level of fame, no one.
No one. Not like, nah. Hell no. No one. Especially
who comes closest?
No one.
No one. Right.
No one. Especially given that time, because celebrities weren't as accessible as they are now.
Yeah.
It was like you only saw Michael Jackson on TV, or if you were like lucky enough to like get a glimpse of him like in LA somewhere. Or if you went to a tour. But like, it ain't like now you go look on someone's IG, et cetera, et cetera.
Which I get. That would trip me the fuck out too.
Yeah. Find it,
but you're not gonna be alone with my kid.
That's
just always weird.
Bro. And then he told Wade's mom was like, no, he asked Wade's mom if Wade could stay with him. Wade's from Australia.
Yeah.
If Wade could stay with him for a year. And then she was like, no, you're not gonna take my son. And he told her, I always get what I want. What?
And then they continue hanging after that.
Mm-hmm. And she called and said, oh, me and Wade are staying a little longer.
Bruh. Which one doesn't talk to their mom? Is it Wade? One of them was like, oh, no, it's the brother.
Wade's brother, like, Shane.
I have no feeling for you?
Yeah, Wade. No, Wade said Wade that said to the that. Mom. Yeah, but.
And even Shane is like, I don't really mess with you.
Yeah. Like. And Wade said that because his wife was. She remember his wife wouldn't let her come in the house? Damn.
Put the foot down.
Yeah, she put the lock on the door. Said, all right, you got to go meet her in the park if she want to see her grandson.
See, it's just these ripple effects.
Bruh.
She broke up their family for Mike.
Bruh. That was like the craziest thing ever. Like, that part still does not That's make any crazy. Sense. You just left your husband.
Bipolar husband.
Yeah.
Right?
He developed bipolar.
Damn.
Disorder because she just left. She would leave for 6 months at a time. And then she just got up one day and said, I'm leaving and moving to America with our son and our daughter. And just left him and his son there.
And her mother, the grandmother.
Yeah.
Says, that still trips me up to this day.
Yeah, just got up and left them.
26 years later, I think it is. She's like, still trips
just
up.
Just got up and left.
That's crazy.
And then when Shane moved out and said he was going to the States, father killed himself.
So sad.
What a great wife. People do some crazy shit for fame and money.
Yeah, the other that's Wade's mother. James' mother, I don't know how to. Well, she said she was happy when she heard of Mike's death.
Yeah.
I forgot her. Refresh me on her story. She would just hang around, right?
Mm-hmm.
But she too.
Yeah, so the thing is, she would hang around, but then, like, Neverland is so large. Like, they would get separated somehow.
Yeah, and elude her.
Yeah, and this is before, like, cell phones and all that stuff. So, like, she would literally be, like, walking around for hours trying to find them. And then Michael had all these different compartments and different contraptions inside his house where they can go hide, and him and James could go hide and have sex or whatever.
I couldn't be part of it. They must have. I wonder how much, like, HBO coached them. Like, you could just. I just couldn't, like, tell the story knowing how it ends and how it plays out. Like, there are moments of, like, genuine, like, reflection. And
mm-hmm.
I don't think that would just cloud me. Knowing what happened to my child would just cloud me. I wouldn't be reflecting on, like.
Yeah, there'd be no way in hell. But, you know, what goes to show, money. Yeah. Like, money is the initial thing that got them into the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then money is also the driving force that's making you tell this story. Because as you said, there's no way hell I can sit back as a parent knowing I fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And then just be admitting to the world that I fucked up. And, like, reliving all of that and hearing my son say something like that and knowing that it's my fault that this happened. Money. Like. Money and fame and attention. And granted, Wade became a big thing, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't know
either.
I didn't know who the hell he was.
I didn't know either.
I watched with my girl. She was like, oh, yeah. I was like, who the fuck is Wade? Apparently, he was a sensation. Late 90s and early 2000s.
Shit.
And yeah, man, you know, you choreographer for Britney Spears and NSYNC. People know you. I had no idea who he was.
I had no idea either.
Quick aside, though. The story about how he met his wife.
What?
I was like, this nigga's a show off. She's in a club, yeah. And her girlfriend are dancing, like just playing, and he shows up with his crew, and they just break out to a choreographed dance.
The West Side Story.
This nigga think he in Greece.
That's how you gotta do it, though.
A girl was like, you don't know who that is? That's Wade Robson.
Some do it with jokes. Some do it. No, he showed up.
choreographed dances.
He a beast.
Oh, son.
That dude the animal.
I ain't gonna lie. You know you watch, so you like you judge. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, that's a white boy. Cool, cool, cool.
As they progressively show the stages, more and more bits.
I was like, yo, Wayne got some rhythm. This nigga was...
He had the army around him.
Yeah, I want y'all to do it just like that. I was like, oh shit, Wade could dance. Yeah, he got some shit. He good. James. Yeah, I feel bad for James.
I do too. No, I was saying I gotta finish the After Neverland, the Oprah one.
Oh, I didn't even watch that.
Yeah, just to see where they're at now. Mm. That's what I have to finish. But James just looked distraught.
Yeah.
Throughout.
He looked like he was really hurting.
Yeah, man.
But you see, his story was more of the darker story. Like, his wife was saying how he, like, fell into drugs and drinking. And yeah.
Because Wade was there the night before Mike died.
Mm-hmm. A couple months before.
I'm sorry, a couple months. Yeah, when he was drinking all the wine. And
this nigga said, he asked him multiple times, don't forget the wine. Don't forget the wine. Hey, did you bring the wine? Nigga say he filled the cup up to the brim. I mean, sorry, to the rim. Just filled it up.
And go.
And then just started gulping it. And then went back and got some more. And then said, oh, I'll be back. Upstairs for an hour and a half.
And that was the norm, apparently. Damn, but.
Yeah, he definitely had his own personal issues, meaning Michael.
Yeah, of course. But yeah. Just to say that they still had a friendship.
Yeah.
At that point, him and Wade. Up to that point, they were still in.
Yeah.
James, I forgot when he called him. I think it's during one of those trials. He told him not to call him back.
The second trial.
Second trial. He wanted James to testify.
Like, yeah. He wanted him to testify. Character witness.
Yeah.
I mean, the crazy part is it feels like Wade, like, still loves him. Like, yeah. Not in love with him, but, like, he's still, like, he when he went to go meet him, like, well, hang out with him with the wine, mm-hmm. He said that he was actually looking forward to them having a regular relationship.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's like interesting. Yeah. Like, oh, you just want to hang out with him now, like, on the reg?
That took me aback, too.
Yeah, I was like, oh, interesting.
That took me aback.
But, I mean, that's never happened to me, so I don't know, like, how
but that's people cope with that. Sorry.
No, that's it.
No, I'm saying that's before he talks about his therapy sessions, though, right? Because remember, he's like, he started imagining his
child.
Michael doing what happened to him to his child.
Yeah.
And then he felt like intense rage, pretty much. Yes, but he was like, when he thought back to his own experiences, he didn't feel that.
Yes.
So it seems like he didn't unpack yet what had really happened to him.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
Till he had a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But James, yeah.
He looked sad, man. All right, we're gonna leave that.
Yeah, that shit just traumatized. It just ruined a life.
Yeah, if y'all get a chance, make sure y'all check that out on HBO. Is it Leaving Neverland?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Leaving Neverland's a documentary about from two of Michael's accused victims. Yeah. Then you got Robert, man, Mr. Kelly.
I haven't seen past him crying to Gail. A.K.A. the walls are closing in.
So he had an interview with Gayle King.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, his publicist, I would say, but he had an interview with Gayle King on, what was it, CBS News, I think it was. Mm-hmm. CBS News, you know, to clear his name and just to be very forthright and open about the new allegations against him.
Then what? Wasn't a good look?
It just wasn't.
You're a lawyer. You wouldn't have advised him.
It just didn't even look believable. Like, it looked, first of all, it don't look good because when he first got accused, what was that, 2000 and something?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't have no public interviews. You was walking around cocky. You felt confident. Like, you was going to the court smiling, picking out
still
future.
Weeding them.
Picking out future victims. Yeah. Oh, shit, 14, you. Like, doing all that extra shit. Now you crying, talking about you fighting for your life.
That's genuine emotion, though. We call that fear.
I love Gail. I gotta do it, man. I gotta do it. There was some spots where
I didn't see the whole. She could have pounced on him,
like the part where she was talking to him and she asked me if he ever had sex with underage girls. He said, no. What about Aaliyah? You're married to Aaliyah. I said that shit right then and there.
Yeah,
like right then and there. I don't know the nuances behind that, because you know sometimes you have an interview with someone and, like, and there's like restricted questions you or restricted statements that you can't say or can't ask.
Yeah, but if I don't want R. Kelly bad enough that like he's getting that kind of rain.
Of course not. Because
he needs them more than
bro. They if need they would have gave me a restricted list of questions, I would have asked it as soon as I got there. What you gonna do? Get up and leave? You look worse. Now you look bad. I mean, granted, you lose some credibility as a journalist and as an interviewer. No, but
to him.
Yeah, too. But yeah, but fuck
not to
that.
The public.
I'd be like, what about Aaliyah? You were married. She was 15 years old, so you didn't have sex with her? So you had sex with your wife at the time. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're trying to tell the world, Robert? That's what you're trying to tell her? And then, so then they also, she interviewed him, and she also interviewed two of the girls that are currently living with him that are estranged from their parents. They were talking negatively about their parents and all that stuff. Mm. So this one girl, Jocelyn, he actually met her when she was 19, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Gail asked her, oh, okay, so when did Robert meet you? She said, oh, when I was 19, right? I was like, oh, that's a positive. I don't like that, though. The girl that was sitting next to her, R. Kelly met her when she was 15. And I'm like, yo, why'd you specifically ask her when R. Kelly met her but did not ask this other girl? I was like, yo, that's the one people need to be focused on. That's the one he met when she was 15. I think she was from Florida. I forgot, but she was in the Surviving R. Kelly thing, her story, and her parents were there. But she was the one that he met when she was 15, and like her parents never saw her again. Like, yeah, that girl's 19, cool. Yeah. This one, yeah. And I was like, yo, why would you like specifically ask this one but not ask that one? And I was like, can't be perfect, but I was like, come on, son. Come on, Gail. That was like the prime time. Like, yo, what age did he meet you? Oh, 15, you say. Da 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 da. Didn't happen. But then Robert, when he got up and tried to buck at Gail, I don't know how she did it. She just sat there mad calm and cool. It was beautiful.
She knew she had gold.
She better than me. Like, even like not even like... Like, I'm a scary nigga. So, like, I'll be honest. If someone, like, stomp in my direction, I'm like, yo, yeah. I'm on defensive. This nigga got up, started flailing his arms and screaming, and she just sat there. Yeah. Robert. Robert, you got to sit down. You got to be calm. Like, better than me.
He needed a moment.
He fighting for his life, he said.
He's so guilty.
Yeah.
Remember that one scenario he brought up that I went and have underage girls in my basement chained up and only free them when they need to go to their uncles to get shoes?
like, what? Who said that?
That's very specific, hypothetical. You remember that? I'm like, yo, what the?
Only free them when they need to go to their uncle's house to get shoes.
Bro, what?
Yo, this nigga Robert.
Robert, crazy.
Hopefully free of waiting to go to their uncle's house to get shoes.
They just found another tape over the weekend. Allegedly.
Didn't they say it was like four now?
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Oh, it's
I know that there's multiple tapes this time, multiple recordings.
Well, maybe they already had. I thought they already had two, and I believe a third was found in like New York and handed over to the district attorney. But that's none of my business.
This nigga R. Kelly is wildin'.
I saw his publicist go on CNN and said the interview actually helped.
Yeah, Don. He was on Don Lemon, talking about it helped with.
What was his reasoning? Maybe something I missed.
Nah, he just said, you know, based on their statistics and reports that, you know, it turned out to be more favorable than not. And I'm just like, nigga.
They got analytics for what?
I'm like, how much he paying you for this?
Money he can't afford. They wasted money he can't afford on analytics.
Then Robert said that he went to Bank of America for the first time ever. This is his first time. Well, you know he can't read or write. No. So he said this is his first time ever going to the bank for himself. Right? No, it's a fact. He says it's his first time going to the bank for himself. 50 years old, right?
That's good.
He been making music for 30 years. Say he only had $350,000. And that's why he couldn't pay his bail.
Oh, somebody paid that again.
Yeah, but Gail said $350,000. Oh, yeah. Your bail was only $100. So that's why you couldn't pay it. Like, what? You think you say he had the money. $350,000, $100,000.
Yo, this is crazy.
Like, yo, his story, none of it adds up. He keeps saying that everyone's out to get him. Everyone's lying. Everyone's out to get him. And then she asked him about the I Admit song. Mm-hmm. Where he's like, I sleep with all the girls younger and older. I admit. You ever heard that song?
I remember hearing of it, but I never it was like a 20 minute or so.
Yeah, but that's one of the lines. He's like, I admit to sleeping with the older ladies. That includes the older and the younger ladies. And Gail's like, what'd you mean by that? He said exactly what I said. And she's like, it was like, toss up. It was like the old interview with Torre when he was like, have you slept with these girls? Do you like young girls? And he's like, when you say young, how old are you talking?
How does he still have a team? When he get arrested, his whole team need to go. That publicist, yo, whoever defending him.
Money.
Even his lawyer now, the old one.
Oh, I believe his old lawyer's on God.
This is her deathbed. And they were like, he advised R. Kelly to take shots to suppress his sexual urges. It's like back in 08, I think. This is what his old lawyer said. Yeah.
Nigga.
Yeah, how much longer? It's obvious. Like, they just building up to put him under. Damn. 2019 is last year walking the earth.
This nigga doing interviews, talking crazy.
Lapping the prison yard from here on out.
Nah, he ain't gonna. They gonna put him.
He gonna see another summer?
They gonna put him in solitary.
He not gonna even get a summer out here? That's it?
Nah, he gonna get to the summer.
He gonna get to the summer?
Depends on what the docket's looking like. But he gonna get to the summer. But he ain't gonna be like in Gen Pop. He might, but he gonna have to go to solitary. Niggas gonna be trying to get him.
When is his last day of freedom? Your estimation.
Was it March?
Mm-hmm.
I'll give him till August.
Get one last summer out
here?
Yeah.
Have fun.
Not your kind of fun, Robert.
It just doesn't. I'm surprised it took this damn long, though.
That's what
I'm saying. One documentary just changed the world.
Yeah, what happened in Chicago?
Just thinking about all these girls. And they're talking about how the cops knew that he would hang out at the McDonald's near the art school. Like, near the arts, like the special arts and entertainment high school they have. Like, some gifted school they have in Chicago. It's high school. He used to hang out there by the McDonald's and try to pick up young girls there.
Yep. Something wrong. Yeah, people saying he need help. They can provide that in prison.
They can.
That's cool.
That's where our taxes go.
Okay, yeah, all the help he needs. Behind bars.
This nigga is.
He shouldn't be free.
This nigga Robert. Yeah, I slept
what
with.
Was he 50?
Yeah.
Damn.
Slept with all the older and the younger ladies. I was like, Robert. Oh my God. Uh-oh. And then So, fuck.
Damn, 300.
Him and Michael Jackson said the same line in their when they were pressed in interviews. I am guilty. I'm guilty of having too big of a heart. Both of them said that.
Oh my God.
Michael said it in an interview in Finding Neverland, and then R. Kelly said in his recent interview with Gayle King, I am guilty. I trust too many people. I'm guilty of having a big heart. I'm guilty of caring about too many people. If I'm guilty of anything, that's what I'm guilty of. I was like, yo, both of y'all said that.
You know how sick you gotta be.
Niggas are sickos.
You gotta be really sick.
That's just nasty. That shit is nasty.
It's disgusting.
Like hanging out with little boys. Like even like when I see like my little nephews and shit, I'd be like barely even know what the hell to talk to them about.
Yeah.
And you just wanna hang around them all the time?
Your preference. And then after you, your team around you that like covers all this up. All this is too big for a one-man operation in both cases. So your sick team, your publicist that goes on TV knowing that you did all this.
Yep.
It's your lawyer representing you knowing you did all this. It's like, damn.
Roberts is worse, though, because Roberts' like team supposedly like went out and actually would pick up the girls for him. Because when it got to the point where like the cops were like were on his trail and knew like, oh, R. Kelly would hang out by this high school. R. Kelly would hang out at McDonald's. Play. Yeah, so he would send his boys to go out and pick up the girls for him. Like, hey, Robert wants to meet you.
I hope they come for everybody.
Shut the whole operation down.
That dude, his ex-manager that was in the dock, they should come for him.
Mm.
The one that forged the divorce paper?
He forged the wedding papers.
The wedding papers.
Saying that Leah was 18. Then there was a new update today. I don't know who Lisa Van Allen is. Does that name ring a bell?
Wasn't she one of the victims?
I don't know. But anyway, I just saw a quick headline. She was on DJ Vlad, and she said that R. Kelly told her that he was sleeping with Aaliyah and with Aaliyah's mom. And that's why Aaliyah's mom keeps coming out adamantly saying that R. Kelly didn't, you know, have any relationship with Aaliyah.
He didn't have any relationship when they were married?
That's what Aaliyah's mom, like Aaliyah's parents, they vehemently deny the fact that R. Kelly and Aaliyah had any relationship, like any inappropriate relationship.
How do they justify the marriage?
It never happened. They don't answer those questions. They just vehemently deny.
I'm gonna do that for all my life problems.
All the accusations. stop asking too many questions. I answer the big questions. Stop asking me all these details. I don't like follow up questions. That's what they do. But supposedly he would have sex with Aaliyah in her bedroom, and then she would go to sleep, and then he would have sex with Aaliyah's mom on the couch. Supposedly, I don't know. This is just what Lisa Van Allen said. Whoever the hell that is, but I pass it along. That's how rumors get started. Yeah, I heard that from someone. Put it out over the national airwaves.
Word around Brooklyn.
Yeah, that's what they say. Who they? I don't know. Somebody said it.
Yeah, I got a source close to the situation. That's it. Source to the courtroom.
Sources tell me. Imagine though if he was sleeping with her and her moms.
Jeez.
Think is a sicko.
That and how did dad look at himself in the mirror?
He don't think he know.
Damn.
That'd be worse. Let this nigga into your home. He banging your daughter and your wife?
Dad now.
You gotta kill him.
You do. You gotta kill him.
He ain't got no respect for you.
Robert just kick his feet up. He's the man of the house, apparently.
Robert ain't gonna make it out the summer. These rumors getting started now. Aaliyah's father.
Damn.
Yeah, that shit's crazy. It must be something in the water in Chicago. Because you got Jussie.
Yeah, that was that's a rough Friday.
There's been some follow-up on this, nigga. So you got indicted before a grand jury.
Breaking. I'm leaving work on Friday.
I said, oh.
16 felony.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Whoa. What, is this like real life?
This is something else. Fuck Jussie. Give me a second.
Okay.
Ah. The Giants just traded Odell Beckham Jr.
What?
To the Cleveland Browns.
Jesus Christ. These niggas will trade everybody but Eli.
Holy shit.
Oh my God.
Damn. Oh. These niggas.
He was just sitting behind Baker. Now he about to have Odell.
All we got from it for him was...
Don't start a sentence like that. All we got for him was what?
All we got was number 17 overall pick, so that's first round pick, a third rounder this year, and then safety Jabril Peppers, who's really good, but he ain't Odell Beckham good. But now, first and a third in Jabril. Jabril's good though. Jabril was a first was a first round pick. He's really good at safety. I'll give him credit for that.
Then we got a first round pick.
But why do we let go of Odell?
I hate it. I don't know.
But you know, son, Cleveland about to be lit this year. Cause him, you know, him and Jarvis Landry are best friends. They grew up together. Damn. That's gonna be sick. They got
Cleveland lit.
Side by side.
And Baker.
Shouts to Baker. We just saw him in L.A. Nigga's dropping it like that.
Oh, what's this infatuation with Eli? We can move on from everybody but Eli.
Yo, Cleveland's about to be lit.
Our team about to suck.
Suck. We just traded him to the Browns. Jeez.
They're going to the playoffs.
They are. You got Jarvis Landry on one side. Odell Beckham on the other side, Baker Mayfield, and they signed Kareem Hunt.
Oh, they did! Holy shit! Damn, and they all in Cleveland.
Yeah,
they got nothing to do but focus on football. Oh my God! And Odell gonna be pissed.
He gonna be yo. Him and Jarvis together. Damn, Cleveland gotta be touching the cap. These niggas. They gotta be at the brink of the cap. She gotta be busted open. What's going on?
Somebody check the book.
Somebody get released. Shit. Like, yeah, we'll take him. Shit. No, they did not trade Odell Beckham.
What picks do we have now? Do we have our own first?
Yeah, we got sixth, I believe. And 6th, 17th now, and then whatever else.
We have any plans for a quarterback?
Yeah, Dwayne Haskins from Ohio State.
How good is he supposed to be?
He's really good.
They all need to be groomed their rookies, but how NFL ready is he?
The plan is to get him and then have him sit a year behind Eli.
He playing this season.
I mean, yeah, he gonna play like 6 games in.
Yeah.
But he's going to get a little bit of experience behind Eli, then they're going to put him in there. But now who the fuck he going to throw to? Why would they trade Odell?
What we got left?
Sterling Shepard. Evan Ingram is good. And you got Saquon. Right. That's cool. But why?
The story will come out. They'll put the hit piece out on
Odell. And then you're trading for these picks. You need to be trading for some offensive linemen.
Now they're trying to get Eli out of here. They didn't have to trade Odell for it.
Odell gone. Yo, if I was
the last person I'm moving on from. He's the team's best player.
To Cleveland?
They really think they exhausted all options, saddling him with Eli Manning.
I saw reports earlier today about it, like Odell, because I thought it was just like, you know, whatever rumors, but Odell came out and was like, well, sources close to Odell said, if I'm be traded, I want to go to the West Coast, like trade me to the 49ers or the Rams.
That never happened. I was like,
oh, damn, that'd be dope. Him, Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, and Brandon Cooks. I was like, that'd be down fucking lethal. Ooh. But
learn from AD. They never going to trade you where you want to go.
Cleveland? Baker Mayfield?
Probably end up being better.
Nah, be AB got blessed.
Huh?
AB got a good look.
Got good money.
You going to Oakland? What else they want to send him to Buffalo.
No, I agree. No, it could have been worse. I mean, I got to see it first.
Oh, they're going to suck.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, they're going to suck.
Odell actually might be in a better situation, like, football-wise.
Oh, maybe Cleveland? Not living, Nah. They got a squad now.
Versus where he wanted to go? Well, him on the Rams would have been.
Yeah.
But I got to see what that team looks like.
Nah, Cleveland got a squad now. And you're right. They have no distractions.
None.
None. You ain't got no distractions.
I don't get this. Eli, I get it. Thank you for your service, but...
Thank you for your service. Nigga talking like he a vet. Like he a military.
He passed vet.
He talking like he served in the military. Thank you for your service.
You gotta exhaust all options before you trade Eli, man. I mean, before you trade Odell.
This is just depressing. I don't know why I looked at my phone.
Yeah, I didn't know what you was gonna hit me with. That ain't disappoint.
Anyway.
Yeah, if I'm running a team, that's not happening. I'm having a talk with Eli. Like,
that was breaking news.
Look at all the pieces we got. That Eli damaging.
We ain't got nothing now.
You don't got nothing.
We gonna be ass.
It's Jets town. Jets
City. We gonna be ass this year.
Yeah, I'm not watching. Even when we got a good quarterback, why would we trade our best offense?
Odell to Cleveland?
All his gripes were legitimate.
Who do they plan on getting?
Eli trash. Yeah, that you get a... You already had the six. Yeah, who are we getting? We need a quarterback, and I guess you better get some...
I guess we can get another wide receiver now. I just want to cry.
He's going to get straight Odell just to get another wide receiver, lesser talent.
Well, if they trade him to get someone they think is like highly talented, but they don't have to pay that much money.
Odell worth it.
That's a fact.
There's no way you could gauge him as an asset with Eli as your... And that's the overall thing.
I'm
Eli
playing with the Browns and Madden, nigga. Word, man. The Browns about to be sick in Madden. Niggas ain't never said that before. Not in our lifetime.
Who's the GM for the Giants? He need to trade himself.
I forgot the fucking name. But, yeah. Wow. Anyway, back to Jussie.
You think he does jail time?
Jussie?
Yeah.
It looking like it. I don't think...
You think he's lying?
Yeah.
You think he's crazy?
Crazy?
You told me today he showed up in court. Why?
Oh, they were... they were deliberating whether or not a camera crew should be allowed inside the during the trial. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't required to be there, but he showed up.
Why?
To display confidence in his innocence. Quote.
You do that, you antagonize the cops saying they're not doing enough, knowing you're lying. These aren't the actions of a sane man. And then you do all this because you needed a pay raise on a show that you might have ended up getting canceled.
The entire show. If I'm Terrence Howard, looking at this nigga, I'm going back to the hustle and flow, Terrence Howard.
You know how much people work on a set? How many jobs?
Facts. I'm not even thinking about that. The smaller people got to make livelihoods out here. You fucking that up for everyone.
Because you weren't happy with your salary.
This nigga Jussie.
That's wild.
It's a wrap.
Oh, yeah, man.
There's one more thing we had.
March. Oh, Russell Westbrook.
And the fan? Oh, yeah. So, Russell Westbrook and the OKC. Thunder faced the Jazz in Utah, Salt Lake City, which is, like, notoriously a pretty, not racist, but passionate fan base, I guess is the word I want to use for just to not, you know, not be too demeaning. Mm-hmm. Very passionate fan base. That's all they got out there in Salt Lake is the Jazz. But the fan told him to get on your knees like you used to or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Russell Westbrook got into a shout and match with him. Told him that he fucked him and his wife up.
that's the only part he messed up.
That's the only part where I'm like, shit, nigga.
But I think the rage took him. But
yeah, he like, still, I fucked you and your wife
that.
Up.
You can't say that.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, I'm sure his wife was probably yelling at him too, and then that's why it came out.
Yeah, but.
But yeah. That's. I was like, ooh.
Because then now people are going to just attach themselves to that.
Yeah. That was the only part where I was like,
Yeah, bro.
I ain't there with you. But everything else, he was just like, you know.
Put that on everything.
Everything on my mama. When he said that, I was like, yo, he might run to the stands.
You hit him with that combo?
Yeah.
One is good enough. One, either one, with the combo.
And he wasn't even yelling. That was the crazy part. You know, he was like, it was a calm, like, on my life. Like, it was one of those where it was,
fuck you up.
Like, so, like, you and your wife. Like, it was like, say, well.
No, go ahead.
No, it was like, just say one more thing. I'm going to beat your ass.
What did the fan said allegedly?
So he said, get on your knees like you used to. But so they interview the fan after, and the fan said he told him, go ahead and put the ice packs on your knees. And Russell Westbrook exploded because he told him to put ice packs on his knees.
Why people keep trying to insult our intelligence? It's like the San Francisco Giants owner helping his wife.
Yo,
up, yanking up.
I was helping neck. Up. They got the fingerprints on the they neck got to in prove the half it.
Nelson. A fool, actually. Yanking up off the chair.
I was helping her up. Yeah. These niggas.
He got a lifetime ban, so that's good. Russ lost 25K, but.
That's light money to these niggas. That's like $5. Yeah, I was saying. That's like 25 to these niggas. That's so light. It's crazy to think about. I'm sure the owner, Clay Bennett's going to probably pay that shit.
Yeah, he should.
He'll reimburse him for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, all right, whatever. Don't worry about it. Probably give it to him straight cash, too. Come by the house.
He should. That's how you keep goodwill. I believe Russ.
Goodwill. He gave him 5 years, 207. That's goodwill enough.
Face of your franchise getting the title. You a billionaire? Oh, Republican rally out here again? I forgot. My bad, my G.
You know I care about the billionaire's pockets.
My bad.
I want the
I know your heart weak with your boy Dolan.
I want the billionaires to keep all their money. Say Republican rail back.
My bad. You cried when you saw what Dolan going through? You got fans heckling him?
I'm like, yo, chill out. That's the owner.
Y'all just work here. Yo. Chill.
Yo, so speaking of Dolan real quick, though. Some fan like shouted at him like, yo, sell the team. He got security to kick the guy out. And then today.
For life?
Lifetime ban. Because the guy told you to sell the team.
And it's all originated because Bill Simmons, very popular, like former sports writer, well-connected, said when he was at, I believe it was Sloan, that there are rumors going around that he's looking for bidders.
Yep.
Looking for like, I think $5 billion. For the team.
So
that's the thing. Why'd he end up selling the team?
Why are you acting like this then?
I guess you don't want that out there. But still, you can't get that was even heckling.
This also brings down the value though when you like going through all this negative press and all this negative publicity.
MSG though.
That's a fact. I heard a report today that was it yesterday? I forgot, but him and his father had threatened to move the Knicks out of Manhattan.
To where?
In the 70s, I didn't really say where, but the mayor of New York City at the time, I forgot the name of the law, but created a law so that they don't have to pay any taxes on MSG. just so that they would stay in that current location where they were. So until this day, and the city sued them in 2015 or 2016 and lost.
Crazy.
So to this day, he saves about $50 to $70 million a year in taxes. He doesn't pay any real property taxes on MSG.
I hear all this. Why would Katie and
those
Kyrie
seats should
come
be
here?
Free, nigga?
Yeah,
$50 to $70 million
for a shitty product
every year
without fail. Yep, year in year out. Why would anybody come here?
That's why no one does come here.
On May 14th, June 20th is the actual draft. I've been tripping. May 14th is
the lottery.
Tuesday, May 14th.
We get that first ball. That's all I care about.
I'll be watching.
Get Zion. Trade him immediately for Anthony Davis.
Well, I got to see if we get anybody first.
No. Wait, when you can't trade until free agency opens up, right?
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. Actually, oh yeah, and that is July. You could trade picks though. People trade picks in the draft.
You trade picks, you can't trade for a player, can you? You trade in the draft, but not before the draft, right?
Right.
I would trade before that.
I mean, unless I got guaranteed yeses.
Nah, I think Anthony Davis is more of a draw to get like the current pool of superstars to team up rather than Zion. I think it looks more attractive if I was KD and Kyrie to go if Anthony Davis is there rather than Zion.
But Barkley just came out again today, saying what we all thinking. Why would That's you come here if you can't handle the media?
I don't care.
You hate the media.
Why I just want them to come.
I do too, but it don't make it just don't make sense.
It doesn't. But it could all be a ploy. Maybe it's a game.
But all these rumors, LeBron and L.A. rumors were rampant. That ended up being true. So
supposedly LeBron getting traded. Let Jeff Van Gundy tell it. Said, got to consider all options, including trading LeBron. I said, oh.
Oh, man.
That's the L.A. Leaf got to him.
That's crazy. It's legal. It's legal.
He was good. Like Mark Jackson said, what are you doing? Yeah.
They don't drug test them, yo, right?
No. That was like the greatest like old black man like response. What are you doing? Oh, man. But nah, man, that's it. That's all we got for this week. Make sure you check out those docs. Make sure you are in a good mental space before you check it out, because it's
some troubling.
Yeah, some troubling, disturbing. Dark shit.
Yeah.
Oh, man, as always, guys.
Prayers and thoughts to the victims.
Facts. Because these people are going to be messed up for a while. Yeah.
If not life.
Yeah. Mad paranoid and shit. Yeah. As always, man. Make sure you guys rate, share, subscribe. Send all your hate mail to the Giants. Fuck them.
And Dolan.
And Dolan. Yo.
Sorry, Ralph. I know that hurt to say.
That's my boy. Oh, my God. Yo, both New York teams are just ass. I'm going to become a Brooklyn fan.
Jets-Nets connection?
I can't do it. Yo, I can't do it. Oh, my. Make sure you guys rate, share, subscribe. Check out the IG TV page. Mm-hmm. IG, YouTube got all the new clips up there. Make sure you check that out, man. Until next time, this is Cooling Out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.